grave difficulties and feeble action during the rest of the year. I was resolved to have a conference on the highest possible level. The doctors did not want me to fly at the great height required in a bomber, and it was therefore decided to go by sea. We left London on the night of May the 4th, and went aboard the Queen Mary and the Clyde the following day. The conference, which I had christened Trident, was to last at least a fortnight, and was intended to cover every aspect of the war. We had to think about all the theatres at once. Upon the operations in Europe, following the victory in Africa, we were in complete agreement. It had been decided at Casablanca to attack Sicily, and all preparations were far advanced. The British chiefs of staff were convinced that an attack upon the mainland of Italy should follow, or even overlap, the capture of Sicily. They proposed the seizure of a bridgehead on the toe of Italy, to be followed by a further assault on the heel, as prelude to an advance on Bari and Naples. A paper setting out these views, and the arguments which led up to them, was prepared on board ship, and handed to the American chiefs of staff as a basis for discussion on our arrival in Washington. We anticipated more difficulties in reaching agreement with our American friends over the second great sphere of British military action, namely the operations from India. Many plans had been set forth on paper, but we had little to show in fact.